100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon, and I probably sound just a little slightly different. Not by much. I've got a tray in my lower teeth. I had two teeth pulled last week. You don't want to know. But they put in posts, and the implants come in soon, so I've got a temp, and we'll see how that works out. But hopefully I don't sound too bad. If you can't understand a damn word what I'm saying, we'll go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and look at the text of the stories, which y'all read, because this is the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was dresser, and we got a whole bunch of stories in. And if you're running a little late, if you're like, oh my God, I came up with them just now, but it's already, don't worry. Send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. But for now, here are the stories.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here. I hope you had a good week. And here's my story. This is not a dresser. It's a cupboard. The seller tried to convince her that it was a dresser, a modern dresser, a modern-looking dresser. The seller talked a lot. He also smiled a lot. No, he sneered. That made her uncomfortable. He tried to convince her that the shelf standing next to the supposed dresser belonged to the package, although it looked completely different. In fact, it wasn't a shelf at all. It was a coat rack. She didn't appreciate being tricked. It was difficult to stuff all the pieces of the cellar inside his stupid modern dresser. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I'm not unusual in wanting to keep alive the last memories of dead relatives. I just have a few more than usual. When so many of your family die in unusual circumstances, leaving no immediate next of kin, I've always been there to take the ashes and give them a new home. I have so many urns, I bought a dresser to keep them all together. All. That is. Except Aunt Maud. She always hated the heat, and cremation just didn't seem appropriate. So I chopped her up and keep her in the freezer. Handy for the occasional Sunday roast.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of Shooting Stars, which is free on Amazon this week. Here's my story for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 699 with a prompt of, Dresser. I'm out of town at a Story Grid Writers Conference, so the computer is filling in for me this week. Here we go. The dancers separated as the lights came on. Lenali Amanda held tightly to Bill Burt's hand. Ms. Fruncio, the principal, scowled at the youth. If we find out who shut down the lights, you will be suspended. Suddenly, Tony was in front of Bill Burt, looking down his nose at him. Well, aren't you the fancy dresser? Marissa giggled. Tony's arm around her waist, and hers around his, They shuffled away like two drunks. Bilbert looked at his clean white t-shirt and new blue jeans and compared himself to the other kids around him. He dressed like most of the boys his age. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, evening, whatever it is. I hope it's good. This is Richard, and this is my submission for this week's topic of dresser. It's called Set Dresser. I always wanted to work in the movies, but it's a tough industry to get a foot in the door, and you have to work from the bottom up if you're serious about making it to the top. I started in low-budget porn flicks, working as a set dresser for such classics as Diking Miss Daisy and Ocean Does 11. But my big break came in Every Which Way But Loose, when a cast member dropped out and I was asked to be an anal stunt double. It brought a whole new meaning to working from the bottom up. Okay, I shall disappear now. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. What can I say? The world just kicked me in the butt. But I'm back. So I'm going to have two stories. The first one, when left with a single course of action. With furrowed brow, he pondered the ruin of all things. The deepest furrow, newly added to the rows of ancient weights, was for his niece, Amanda Longbridge, a girl with infinite inspection and little else. Was this the third or fourth time ransom to Barbary pirates had been transmitted to his agents on the continent? No matter. It was this, or rounding up rowers for a foray up the Amazon. Your lord, quietly spoke Arnfleck. Yes, wire from the Americans. As he read, a new furrow settled in above the last. Seems we'll need more than lawyers, guns, and money this time. And the second story has a name, but the internet's down. I'll have to wait till later. Ah, the internet's back. So, topic was dresser. So, my story's called, and there it sits. It caught my eye as I rounded the corner to the bathroom. In the room forever referred to as a sewing room, a good 30 years after any sewing was done, sat the dresser. I forgot it was there. I had given it to our attentional niece, Zen, when she made the sewing room her room. That was before she became wife and mother. I never cared for the green paint job, and at the time of purchase, planned to strip it down and leave the raw wood exposed. That was 40 years ago. I'll get around to it. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I don't own a dresser. Instead, I own a large armoire and a roll-top desk. I put my socks, underwear, and shorts in the armoire, and I lay my pants along the top of the roll-top desk. I hang my undershirts up in the closet, and then hang them paired with button-downed overshirts. All black, mind you, because I look good in black. One of the cats likes to pull out the armoire drawers and crawl in them to sleep. They shed all over my clothes. Sometimes they vomit, too. Then she goes back to sleep. In another drawer, of course.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of dresser. They just happen to be 100 words long because, you know, it's the 100 Word Story podcast and the weekly challenge, so you came up with the stories. Not me. It's my day off. I never sneak one in there. The topic of the next 100 Word Stories weekly challenge is Void. Go to the website, click on Weekly Challenge. You'll find instructions on how to participate there. Thank you for listening and being a part of this and suffering through the fact that I sound a little different. It's almost time for me to take my pills anyway. You know, brush the few remaining teeth. The things we go through for vanity, you know? Anyway, I will see y'all tomorrow with another story up on the feed. It's Talk Like a Pirate week, so... I got a message in. Okay. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.